Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Today is Friday the 13th, so let's do some exploration into the origins of this and some other fine superstitions, many of which have celestial origins. So why Friday the 13th? What's so bad about it? Well, firstly, the calendar we use is the Gregorian, and it's completely arbitrary in terms of when it started and which day it is, and many people on planet Earth don't even follow the Gregorian calendar. In fact, a great many of the world's religions abide by a lunar calendar, so that's us off the hook. The measurement of time and astronomy are intertwined, especially here in Cape Town, where the headquarters of the South African Astronomical Observatory was founded in 1820, still functioning as such to this day. It was built by the British Admiralty in order to tell the time accurately, so the ships could reset their errant chronometers. We tell the time by looking at the stars and measuring the Earth's progress around the Sun. There are the maximum Friday the 13th this year, with the others in April and July. The number 12 is historically considered the number of completeness, and adding one digit to this makes 13, and it's always been seen as rather spooky and challenging. There are 12 months of the year, 12 gods of Olympus, 12 hours in the clock, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles of Jesus, 12 descendants of Muhammad, and so many, so on and so forth, among many incidences of this pattern historically repeating itself time and again. Perhaps we have the ancient Babylonians to thank for this. They were obsessed with the number 60, which is multifactorial. In other words, a lot of other numbers can be divided into it, including 12. It was the Babylonians who, over 3,000 years ago, devised the time system we still use. That's 60 seconds per minute, 60 minutes in the hour, and 12 hours for the day and 12 for night. Many people in this continent today call the first hour of the morning, that is 6 a.m, hour one, and the first hour of the evening, hour one again. And this makes, I think, more sense than the Western hour being one just after noon at a particular place, that is when the sun is bang overhead in a certain location. Sunrise at 6 a.m. seems a more logical first hour, which is when you get up and set about the day. Anyhow, there we have it, and back to those ancient Babylonians. Once travel, trading and modern civilization as we know it took off in the Fertile Crescent and environs, people needed to tell the time, not just what time of year it was for planting and harvesting, but actually whereabouts are we in the day. So the Babylonians had divided the day into 12 units, and these could be measured by a stick in the ground and seeing where the shadow lay. At night, however, there's no sun, so they used the constellations as time markers. And they could tell whereabouts the planet was in the year. They divided the stars at night into 12 separate compartments, or zodiacal constellations, and these are the familiar Libra, Taurus, Gemini, and so on. When the sun rises through a constellation in the morning is how you tell which month it is. Of course, what the sun rises through is an entirely arbitrary collection of stars, which themselves are perhaps millions of light years away from each other, but the Babylonians weren't to know that. When you look at the night sky, all the objects look as if they're on a two-dimensional plane, and this of course isn't true, we know that now. And by the sun rising through what we mean as a collection of stars, it means that that constellation is opposite to the sun from our point of view here on Earth. So I hope I've got that across on radio. Anyhow, the Babylonians could write, and they recorded these months and charted the constellations and the dates associated with them, and these became literally cast in stone, which is why Western astrologers use an ancient 3,000-year-old chart for their calculations rather bizarrely. Non-Western astrologers, such as the Chinese and Indians, use the actual positions of celestial objects and not those from thousands of years ago. What's the difference, you may ask, since the planets and stars haven't changed much in that time? Well, actually they have. Not the objects themselves, but the way we view them. The Earth wobbles on its axis, and this means that what we see the sun rising through now is a whole month out from what the ancient Babylonians saw. So if you think you're a Libra because you were born in October, you were actually born with the sun rising through Virgo. And you can test this with free software you can download on the internet. So this is just one of the reasons superstitions are so arbitrary and don't make logical sense. Back to Friday the 13th. 13 is so disliked that many cities do not have a 13th street or avenue, many high-rise buildings avoid having a 13th floor, and some hospitals avoid labelling rooms with the number 13, and many airports will not have a gate 13. Although I do recall that the room where marriages are solemnified in the Department of Home Affairs on Barrack Street in Cape Town is room number 13, unlucky for some. What's wrong with a Friday? Well, who knows? The Greeks think the day of bad luck is a Tuesday, so there we have it. If you would like to listen to a talk about something completely different, about real astronomy, and there's an open night tomorrow at the observatory, and it's called Progress in Multisensorial Astronomy, tomorrow the 14th of January, by Dr. Wanda Diaz-Merced. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.